what? Tuxedo Christian, I know that. They live next door to me. Moira and Marianne. They live next door to me. And Janice, I don't know where she lives. Hi, Chris is married. No, he's been married about nearly 2 years. 2 years in August, he's been married. Right, listen, I've got directions to this place.
I know where it is.
Do you know where it is? So Stephen wrote them out. He phoned up the Donati, so he did. And got, oh Christ, I've got a seatbelt on here. Right, hang on. Pretend. See, Margot, she's not going, did you know?
Yeah, she wouldn't go from the boat.
Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened, right? Bernard, do you mind if I smoke? Do you really? What is that there?
I thought, what did I thought?
Smelly apple.
I feel we like, do you want? Bernard, do you want a cigarette? I feel we live.
Yeah.
That's nice, yeah.
Give me one of those there. A what? Let me try one of those.
She said, right, what happened was, Margot said to me today, she says, oh, I've got something to tell you. And I says, what is it? And she said, you know,
£3,500 I've never been to the bank and took it out.
No. Something like that there. But she turned around and she says, how do you roll the window down here, Bernard? The electric windows? Right, up a wee bit, Bernard, locked.
Similar in the back. The motors are fucked.
I've got it.
Bent in reverse.
I've got it.
What one did I put the back with it?
It'll ruin the hair.
Up more.
Robin, I'm feeling lovely.
Very
well,
love.
Margot, she said, what's that there? But this is what made me a wee bit zzzz. We were up in the office and she said, oh, Karen, she said, you know, I can't get any money out from the bank. And I said, why is that then? She said that because they put on minus £3,000, a loan that she had. And I said, oh, is that right? I said, well, she says, you know, the way that I'm not really into going to discos and things, in any way.
I'm not going to bounce, you should give you a
nice one. What?
£703,
I don't care if
it bounces.
Well, it won't bounce.
She's got herself into trouble.
Well, it won't bounce because she got that money today, so she got that money for her loan. So this is what got me a bit suspicious, right? So I was speaking to her and I said, well, you know, this is it. And, you know, and she said, you know, George is meant to be coming up. And I said, look, right, okay. And I said, look, I'm going to go down onto the floor here. And just as I was to go onto the floor, there was a phone call, right? And it was Alice. You took the call, see you then? And it was Alice, right? And as I was going out through the door, she said to Alice, Alice must have said to her, are we going tonight? And here was Margot. It's been called off, or it's called off.
When?
It was called off. There was something she said, it's been called off. And that's what she said. So I don't
know. Going somewhere else.
I would say so. And oh, unless George, he was coming up. So
yes,
I don't know.
Actually.
Longer. Yeah. What?
Yes,
oh, was he? Ah, well then that's it then. That is it then.
He looks super lovely.
Oh, he's lovely looking. So
I just wait till I didn't have an affair.
Is he married, seriously?
Certainly is. You're looking very well yourself, so you are lovely. And we Bernard's looking well too, and aren't you? You're all gorgeous, you are. I feel like a real slob.
Yeah, I know.
I do, honestly.
Isn't that joking?
What? Well, I don't know. You know what I call
it. We're half 11,
kid, what?
We're half 11.
What?
Bernard! You've both fucking hands in the way, isn't it?
Colin's nervous, so he is.
Bernard,
don't. What? Well, what's
that?
No, I'm Bernard. Stop. Should we do what he said? Well, actually, Bernard. Now, Bernard, if you really want to have a wee drink tonight, love, I'll drive home.
Nah,
like, you know, no problem. I'll drive, so well.
So
you never get home alive
when
you drive.
These two Gregner
fuckers. What?
These two Gregner fuckers. Okay. They're still men and friendly.
Are you taking lessons?
No, but that's a job instructor. Well, he's not. That's not a full-time job, like. But I mean, he used to be one. But
well,
yeah, he's in Greatest Driving School in Lisbon, like. But he does one all day, like. Saves fucking 12.50 ago, like.
Fuck, it is not 12.50, is it?
Jesus. That's 12.50.
Driving lessons. That is so dear, that. Well, I must admit, Norman c*** the best.
That's fair,
isn't it?
That's fair,
isn't
it?
Okay, he's really, really good. He's brilliant, like. Like, if he can pass, if he can get me through the test, he can get anybody through. Okay, so Brendan Bernard, but like he said, I remember saying to Bernard, you should have told me about him, wasn't it?
He doesn't slabber
like that. He doesn't, like he's really, really good. I thought I'd fail too, so I don't know. Like, no, you're okay, so you'll get through it and all.
Can
I play this one there? How long ago did you used to live there?
4 years.
No, just over 3 years.
3 years there in February.
This
is 4 years now.
I can't believe you
haven't
been honest with
you. How long have you been
on it for? A year. Do you remember the girl you used to meet,
Joanna? She used to be a model?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know her really well, but I know her to see now. Oh, she is, she's really. But did you ever remember Chrissy?
I knew Joanne before you were.
Do you know, we used to have a real laugh, because do you ever remember the time that Chrissy had a Mohican?
Yeah.
And then,
did you know him?
Yes! I knew when he had a Mohican. I knew him when he's dead on, like, he used to really make me laugh. Like, some of the things he'd come out with, like,
are
so funny. But do you ever remember with him with his hair extensions?
Yeah.
We used to find them all around the place. We used to go out into my garden and say, here's Christopher. Christopher's been here. Here's one of his hair extensions. Oh, but he's a good, like, he's really quiet down and all now, so he has since he's been married. Like, he was so funny.
You got a
more
kids now?
I don't think so.
So he just got married?
Well, he got. No, he just. You see the girl he got married to now? She's really lovely. She's a hairdresser. So she is. I haven't seen him, but like, he would come into the shop now and again, so he would. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
What? Who? Oh, he had his Mohican. You should see
his
life. I don't. He comes in not all the time now, but he would come in now and again.
It's a really funny age.
Like, no, he's alright, so he's. I got to get on really well with him. But he's always making really funny comments, and you see when he's drunk, he is woeful, like he is. Oh. I remember, you know, Michelle. that works up in the body shop. You know that thing about her father? Well, I'm open. Do you know the thing about her father, like, hauling the stolen meat in his shop? Did you ever hear about that? Right, would you remember, obviously you remember that day he had stolen meat right in his shop, but the show was around my patio right one summer, must be about maybe 3 years ago. We were all sitting in my patio having a drink one Sunday.
And
right, and we were sitting having a wee drink.
Yeah, well,
just took
right on.
Yeah, just
took
on
the trailer.
What happened?
She didn't even fucking notice,
like. So, we were having a drink and all, and, this was after her father got done for stealing, you know, for hauling stolen meat. We were sitting and all, and Christopher was full, and Michelle says, oh, you know the way she gets on, Bernard, right? Oh, you're going to have to come round to my house and we'll have a really lovely barbecue and all, and there'll be steaks. And here's Chrissy. Fuck, he says, I says, no, he says, where are you fucking getting the meat from? He says, from the back of a lorry, right? And here she goes, he's bursting the tears and ran off home. Where are you getting the meat from, the back of a lorry? Fuck, she was right. But that was Christopher, like, you know, like, he is just, oh, he's just so funny.
Name him bastard.
I know, like, he is, but look. When you know, you know what Michelle was like, Bernard, like, she's looking dick. Hey, do you know what she's doing for the body shop now? Excuse us. Merchandiser for Northern Ireland. I swear to God. Because I've got the contacts right in the body shop. We got Karen, she used to work in Super Job, and she came in there the other day and I said, oh, do you know Michelle? She says, I can do. She says, I says, what was she doing down in the shop the other day? This was all Karen, she's merchandising out for Northern Ireland. She's dick. Dick. I know, I love her really. Scratch your eyes. Remember that day, Bernard, she came in the shop, and here he is to me, fuck, who's coming off the floor? He's just, hi, Bernard.
Did you go out with her, Bernard?
No,
she used to work. It's alright, tell us when you pass the car. She's just trying to fit.
This is an ashtray. Holy fuck, kid. Sorry, Bernard. She's a dick.
Chauffeur drove me down in the car and sat outside in the car waiting on me.
Was
enough, tall enough to stand her legs.
And her legs were between the bars and she was drowning, so she had to break her two legs.
Oh, fuck.
Done us for skating up at the fucking wall of hell. I swear to fuck. Definitely, I knew whenever I saw her the first time I was in the shop that I recognised her from somewhere.
Well, I know that. Okay.
She was with somebody. She was with, you know that fucking cunt of a policeman. He's always in that wee hut halfway up.
She wasn't in our place though.
She was in the Metropolitan Police and then she was in the army. I think she was in the army over here as well now.
She wasn't in the police, though, were
you? She looks exact.
What?
Oh, Jesus. Revenge.
Some of the stories, so funny.
What is wrong with her?
She's a welter myth, eh? That is just dead, you know.
Karen Hamilton is eating the fur with her carcass. Karen could have been destroyed the other week. I fucking had nothing.
I know, Karen goes absolutely mad.
Karen goes mad. She was just sitting in the
fucking
shape
clutch,
like
booting the
top of the hill. If me and Bernard are upstairs and she's sitting, I would just push his foot like that there onto the table. And you see his feet, his face going like that. He has to get up and go. So I'm kicking him onto the table. But Bernard, you must admit, the best one of all was the full works of the Encyclopedia falling on her head.
So what about the one Paul got her? Oh, what was it? About the fucking boxer, Rindy.
Oh, Rindy Houston Harper! Fuck, that is the best. That's the pool corner that there, Rindy Houston Harper.
He said,
do you know what I was doing to you today, right? Do you remember what I was saying to you, right? And you said to me, what is it you want? What is it you want? Right, I was trying to draw your attention, right, to a piece of pink paper, right, that was sitting on the desk on our side, and on it she had received some goods or something like that there. It was on a piece of pink paper and the signature on it was Houston. I swear to God, and I was trying to say to you, when we were on the shop floor, right, and I turned around and I said, do you remember I kept saying to you, come on, that there, and you were saying to me, what is it that you want, and he's been fucking wish he'd keep his fucking trap shot so I could tell him what it is. And that's what I was going to say to you, right?
What is the bit? Is this the boxer thing?
Rindy Houston Harper, you remember?
You call Houston.
I said she calls herself Margarita.
Her two uncles were professional
boxers.
Why do you call them fucking Rindy Houston Harper?
So you said he used to be a boxer years ago in the Rindy 50s, Mulligan. Wasn't it? Right, and it was a wee small box and just pictures of him going like that there. You know, and it was a wee tiny wee boxer. And I was sitting up on lunchtime with her one time.
Down to the airport.
And I was sitting up having a break with her one day, right? And your man Frank Bruno and your other fellow, that big Mike Tyson, were fighting, right? And we were sitting watching it, right, and Paul was sitting there and all, and Margot turned around and says, you know, she says, it's desperate, Karen. I says, what's wrong? And she says, well, you see, if Frank Bruno was to sort of maybe upgrade himself, like he'd be a better boxer. And I'm sitting there, but I says, do you know very much about boxing? Do I know a lot about boxing? She says, certainly. She says, well, because we're professional boxers, right? And I was holding myself like that. Then Paul was looking and trying to make me laugh. And then we went down the floor, and he went over to Bernard, and he says, fuck, and he told Bernard the story, and he turned around and he says, who the fuck was it that you called her brothers? Oh, but he was telling me that down in Belfast, everybody took, they used to say to her, fuck off, Margot, stop fucking telling lies. Do you remember when he said that? Nobody believed her. Like, oh God, it was just so, so funny. Some of the things she comes out with, like, would kill you. What about, do you remember the day, Bernard, she was coming to work? This will kill you, this here. This will kill you. She told me she was coming to work one day, right? And you know the way she has to go past York Street Police Station? Well, the next thing, right, the bus was flagged down, right, as it was going past York Street Police Station. And the policeman came out and says, hiya, Margot. He stopped the bus now. The police waved the bus down, right? Knew that Margot was sitting on the bus going to work, right? And they went in the bus and said, is Margot on the bus? And here's Margot. Yes, I'm here, right, that way. And she walked down the bus and the policeman said to the bus driver, but you have to hang on a minute because I have to speak to this woman here. So Margot got off the bus and the policeman said, now you have to be really vigilant today, Margot. There's a lot of bombs in Lisbon. Right. And Margot went, thanks very much. And got back on the bus and the policeman waved the bus on. Margot was about half an hour late for work that morning, and that was the story that we got. A bus was flagged down, Margot had to stand and speak to the policeman. Blame. Like, isn't that the worst? That is what she said.
I haven't heard her say anything like, but see the first head, she's like fucking kicking the head.
Honestly. What about the best, when her husband stood in her feet and pulled her hair out of her? I don't know, like, I can just see, but she must be a very insecure person.
Where are you going? Go back! Where are you going? I thought you were going through the fucking bars. What the fuck is he doing?
I'm going to get shot for telling to the RAF or something. But anyway, she told me she's doing her mummy's house up and her sister's up place for her.
Well, no, I didn't get that there now.
She told me she's doing her mummy's house up and her sister's house up because her sister works for the RSPCA.
I'm
and she's
sorry.
No money. And she said she'd do it, so she got a loan from the bank to do her mummy's house. Her sister's house up is not up to date.
But, you know, thanks, Anne. The best of it is, right, that, you know, that's why I don't think that
this
Margot.
£3,500
Yeah. But look, Margot tells me that she's loaded, and she's a ring on her finger that's worth, what is it, Bernard, $5,000 or something? You know, so, I don't know. And then, the best of it was, see the day, the best of it was, she was saying to us that her uncle owns half of Glen Eagles Hotel. Oh, do you remember that, Bernard?
And her uncle owns fucking money, call it his partnership
and loans out of the place as well. Oh no, like, please. Like, it would just kill you. Because I was talking, I was saying to her, thanks, love, about, you know, my daddy, right, is a, you know, the way that, you know, my mum and daddy live in Edinburgh, and I was saying that my daddy was saying about the fees in Glen Eagles. My daddy's a member of Glen Eagles. And I said, you know, like, it's really, really expensive. My daddy was complaining about how much the fees are, like, they're really expensive. And Margot says, well, you should have said, she says, because my uncle owns half of Glen Eagles. Isn't he all fucked? Have you seen what Glen Eagles is like? Fuck, it is a trust.
I think it's up that.
Bernard is not up there.
I think it's up that lane. You just
went by. It's up a wee lane, so it is, you have to go.
The after me, you going?
I think it's down here. What?
Where's your direct?
Here. Right, and Temple Patrick, and then sign for Antrim, Donardry on left.
Is that down the road?
No.
Follow sign for Temple Patrick. And then the sign for Antrim.
What's that back there?
Temple Patrick Saint straight across the line.
Was it?
Here's the sign anyway, super similar to Laurie. That's a fucking sign.
No, it's a good sale.
It's about 9 o'clock.
Fucking hope he's still driving there. That's why.
Tell it to Gary,
but his
records.
What? I know. I bet you Gary will come down looking like fucking people.
Hold on, hold on. Party.
Fucking that was handy, wasn't it? Person to see, just run in a minute. Excuse me, do you know where Jim from Top Shot's wedding reception is?
I'm sure it is.
Well, let's take the answer.
Well, it's not up the other way. It's we drove down there.
Just go right down the alley, I'd
hope. I look for people around here. There's people, stop.
What's
that man
there?
Yeah.
See,
you're
the fucking
man, Jesus,
are you?
Excuse me, can you tell me where Dunadry Hotel is? Turn
right there, just there.
Thank you.
And straight ahead.
Turn right up here.
I turn right.
See, I told you.
Well, if you want to go down, just go to right down to the, through the arch.
Through the arch.
That brings you up onto the main Belfast Road.
Yes.
Turn right. 2 miles along that. You can't pass it now. It's right on your right hand side.
So there. I take my first right here?
No. No, you go to the arch. There. I know where the arch is.
You go that way 10-year-old temple road and get confused. If you go straight up below the arch, onto the main road to Belfast, turn right up to top below the bridge. And it's the first.
2 mile up. 2 mile up on your right. On the right. 2 mile up. I know where it is. Thank you. Bye. See, I told you it was that. He said. He's just passed it. I know where the arch is. Just keep going. He's from over here. No, I've been through here before. Right. Next to the arch. Then we come underneath the arch of the road, that's here.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in the arch.
We know where we're going
right here.
I know where we are.
Antrim.
No, I know where it is now. Right, and it's up here, and then it's a wee turn on the left.
On the right.
Left.
Right. The man said on the right, 2 miles up the road, on the right. You can't miss it. The big fucking room. The big house. The big building.
Hotel.
Hotel. The room, house, building, hotel. Very similar to this bird, what do you call that? At the top of the old barn, or at the top of the longstone. The disgusting 19th flat, what do you call that? Stay up there. Past the Woolworths or Woolworths or?
Oh, Ron.
You go past Woolworths or Woolworths, it's on the left. And
Ron.
Is that Ron?
That's Ron.
Sorry, Brian, I have been sympathy for you.
Yeah. He really wasn't going to come tonight when I replied that I wasn't going to. Gary wasn't coming to give us some food, shall we? He's near as bad as Margo. Burns, do you think he actually has been in Florida? Gary?
What
are
we
doing? I know,
like. He's
back in 6 weeks. I know.
6 weeks?
But he's not sure. It depends on whether he gets the money or not, like. He hasn't got any money for it yet, like, but I mean. He'll probably swim over, like.
He has been, though, he did go there, yeah, my shop last year.
No, I thought he had, like, then, I mean, he just keeps on talking on and on a bit, like. So now it's just a big spin story. You know what kills me? All the people he goes to meet for dinner and tea.
Island.
And last week he brought in Paddy for his toast, like. Smack. Fucking so sophisticated, like.
You're such a bitch.
What? I'm not usually, but see people again. Gary and Margo just fucking kill me.
On the left. Do you know the left? On the left. What? We had our Christmas dinner here, Tom and Manager's dinner here. The last one we ever had. You're imagining what she's doing. Tell me. Look, Bernie, you have to get out and show your ring.
Show your ring. Show
your
ring.
What? My what?
Your
worm.
Oh, my worm? Oh, my.
Oh,
it's there somewhere.
You really turned me into
what was lovely, it was just sheer sex.
Did you keep
that? What? Oh yes, the hand. Between 2 pieces of glass.
Oh, it's close. Tomorrow, these are all going to be skinned and used to make canoes.
What? Who are you talking about? Skin?
What? Paddy Englishman, Paddy Irishman, Paddy Scotsman. They can cut these natives. And the chief native guy goes, tomorrow morning we're going to skin you and use you to make canoes. And you have one last wish tonight. Paddy Englishman goes, well, give us a few of those native girls, like, and I'll take them round the back. So he gets them up and he's. And then. Well, whatever you do to native girls. And then Paddy Scotchman goes, well, like, what do you have for, like, alcohol around here? And the chief whips out this concoction. He says, well, I'll have a few bottles of that there. Paddy Irishman goes, and have a fork. And the guy gives him a fork and he goes, you're not making a fucking canoe out of me.
I was in Belfast on Thursday night and Newcorn Market. You know the bandstand in Corn Market?
Yeah.
Me and Leo were walking through Corn Market and these two guys were standing in the bandstand, all blind and drunk. Couldn't even stand. And we're trying, and these young fellas were all standing back from us screaming at them, "Go on, get your clothes off you guys." And this was a Thursday night at 7:30, late night shopping, everybody walking through town. And when these fellas were shouting, these two guys stopped, and everybody stopped to see what the fellas were bantering them about. The next thing was, one of them lifts right her shirt right up to the black, like, stuff bra on, and pushes her tits together. And the next thing was, slams her bra down, and shakes her tits for everybody to see. 7:30, broad daylight, and all everybody stopped, and all the shots came out because they heard all the noise. Everybody, it was unbelievable. And there were all these people were fucking stacked up. Bloody disgrace, but nobody was moving on, because everybody was... The next thing was, the next one takes her top and she takes it off her shoulder. And takes her bra straps out, and the next thing, wags, she whips the spoons out for everybody to see, and they're all, yeah. All these big fellas are about 13, and they're, you know, they're having the ball. And everybody was, I'm not joking, there must have been a couple of hundred people had to stop. Out of the shop, was a lot to hear the commotion. The next thing, the cops arrived, and they said, get ready before the cops got to them. The fell out of the van, completely walked out of the set. That was fucking hilarious. Starkers, absolutely starkers. That was unbelievable. That was what Rudolph had seen them with. There was severe cases of that. The world of a major bad. And they're only about 19 of them.
Really ugly.
Yeah.
Really ugly.
Yeah. You know that, like, police car that comes out about 4 inches of lethal, black weight?
Lovely.
Gorgeous, thank you for
saying.
It's really nice. What? You have rolled it. Did I have what?
You have had sex with it.
Let's try that word again. Have you ever asked? No, you haven't either. David?
No, I didn't know.
David has just ejaculated at the back
gate. I certainly have not.
You shoved your arm up.
Well, if you have done such a...
You were going to look after me.
I am looking after for you. After
you know.
I will. What was I going to say? I'm so fucking lost, right? You are all
bombers. I
know,
very.
Really.
You just love me,
David. The rest of me in the back. David doesn't know where to look for the light deck, so I just kind of dodge around and look out the window.
No, because. No, I
would. But anyway, what was I saying? Bernie, you've got such a country accent, I think.
Belfast?
No, it's not even Belfast. We are indeed. We're going to screw you. I can't say much money. We can get quite rich. I know you are. You ain't got all the muscles out of the night, do you? What,